But you ever just been chilling and you just randomly get a like picture of some titties on your phone?
Yeah.
It's like
only twice though.
It's like when you do when that happens to you, it makes you humble yourself and just be like, "Damn, remember the times when I wasn't getting titty pictures sent to my phone?" Like,
yeah, now that you say that, it reminds me that we actually had this conversation before, and like at the time I was like, nah, I don't really care about titty pictures. But thinking back to that moment where it was just random and sporadic, I'm like, wow, this is so hot. Well, you just
see image attachment like,
oh, shit. Like, you at work or something. Oh, you got to look around and make sure niggas ain't see it. Like,
oh, me. That'd be okay, the best. That'd be the fucking best. Like, real shit.
But first thing I wanted to talk about, though.
Hold on. Let me go ahead and, like, you know, just do this real quick. Welcome to the motherfucking podcast, y'all. Y'all already know who the fuck it is. It's your boy Jucifer, aka the young sack chaser, aka the bitch taker.
She be chasing sacks.
Yeah, I be chasing sacks. Pause.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Nate, man. Welcome back to the motherfucking podcast, man.
Yes, sir.
So first things first, I want to talk about this. I feel like a lot of people don't know about this. Now, I might be just misunderstood, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't see this being talked about anywhere. And it's something that's super concerning. So, me looking this up stemmed from this video of Joe Biden giving somebody a handshake. And shortly after that, I mean like 30 seconds, he put his hand back out because he forgot that the nigga just gave him a handshake. No, literally, less than a minute later, he put his fucking hand back out. Like, wait, did he just give me a handshake? And then the nigga didn't give him a handshake, obviously, because he was
this
like,
"Nigga got dementia."
Bruh, this nigga literally was like, "There's one word that can describe America."
Forget.
That's what he said.
Nick, what the fuck?
Yo, we got a fucking senile president. This nigga has dementia.
I'll take Trump over Sleepy Joe any day. Like, fuck the bullshit.
This nigga forgot the Australian prime minister's name. And guess what he called him? What? This is Australia.
I don't know, nigga.
He called him the fellow down under. What? Yo.
He's trying to put some pussy on the barber.
No, bro. Okay, so like we were so hype on Biden, just I guess basically because he a Democrat.
Kamala Harris.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that too. And even though she's black.
Like, yeah, she just got like stored in a closet somewhere.
Yeah, she backtracked on a lot of her words and shit. But yo, I wanna know everybody that was shitting on Trump for, I don't really know anything other than his personal opinions and I guess him saying some crazy shit sometimes.
Yeah, that's basically it. Also, he's a businessman more so than a president.
Or
like a politician.
But I mean, politics is business.
True.
Like, we are run on business.
He has like, okay, well, I'll say this. When it comes down to Trump, he literally took business tactics and actually tried to implement that into politics. But at the same time, there's a thin line between politics and being a businessman to a certain extent.
Yeah, very, very, very thin.
Very
line.
Thin.
Yeah.
Very thin. And the only reason why I'm saying that is because as a businessman, you don't really have to worry about the rest of the fucking country or be the face of the country.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to run important decisions.
Yeah. And make veto bills and shit.
I mean, but would you rather have a businessman in that position or a fucking senile dementia?
A fucking businessman. Like, you damn skip
this
it.
Man is suffering from dementia in front of our eyes.
Like, no, we do not need him. Why? Why is he here?
So I want to know, for all y'all that's watching right now,
yeah,
would y'all have rather Trump stay in office or deal with Joe Biden literally forgetting shit on the spot, literally in less than 30 seconds, like forgetting that a nigga just shook his hand?
So obviously that nigga was stunned.
This nigga talking with some end of quote, like, nigga, you weren't supposed to say that. Yo, Joe Biden.
He's a new campaign manager. Yes. Or something.
He needs fucking PR. No, he just needs to be out of office, bro.
Yes, yes.
No,
he needs to be an old man living his life, all right, on the beach or somewhere in Coconut Beach, Florida, all right, around amongst the old other Caucasian people, all right, that's calling into Comcast about their fucking cable.
Don't God, bro, because honestly, I mean, dementia is not funny.
At all.
But at the same time, when we're talking about somebody who majority of us black people elected,
voted for, and wanted to actually be the voice of the people.
Yeah. Even when before this, even we even found out how fucking like how much how much fucking dementia the nigga had. He basically said, if y'all don't vote for me, y'all not black.
All right, first of all, I didn't blug in.
I didn't blug in.
I had a Joe moment. My bad. First of all, I'm a black person and I didn't even vote, okay? Like, so I know I'm black. Fuck you. All right. If you sit here and say, if you don't vote for me, you're just not black, man.
I honestly did vote for Joe Biden.
I need Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
You know, T.I. actually sued his ass.
What?
Yes, he sued him.
For what?
Because he used his song. No. He didn't sue him. He used a stop and seizure.
Oh.
Yeah, like right.
Cease and desist.
Yeah, cease and desist. My bad. Yeah, like stop that shit. We didn't sign off on the paperwork to ask for you to use my song for this or parodize my song in any way.
Yeah.
So yeah, no. I'm gonna need you to take that.
Yeah, I mean, I would do that too.
Oh, God.
Fuck, nigga.
I
didn't even vote for you.
I need Joe Biden. You can have whatever you like.
There needs to be some emergency election or something, and maybe that'd be the first in history.
Facts.
But I don't think that having.
Wait, that's what impeachment's for.
I mean, sure, but I don't think that many people are on board to get him impeached, which is crazy. You would think that people was watching this like, okay. He is not mentally sane right now. Like, there's something mentally going on that he's not. He even went as far as accidentally, like, admitting or accidentally stating that he had cancer on TV. And the White House came out like, bro, no, he wasn't talking about. He talking about his skin cancer he had some years ago. Like, no, it wasn't that. Like, this, I'm telling you, this man does not need to be in office. Like, this is bad.
Why is he there? Why is he in the Oval Office? Why did y'all give him this much power?
And it's crazy how we haven't suffered from, I mean, besides, you know, inflation that happens all the time.
Yeah, and even then, we're really in a fake inflation.
Yeah, I mean, it's not nearly as bad as back in 2008 when the economy was
fucking. Yeah, completely shit. It went to fucking shit. And the thing is, it's like, what? Weren't we, like, too young to actually, like,
I mean, yeah, understand? I was, like, 10.
Yeah. Oh, you being 10. Yeah,
yeah,
I was probably, like, 10. 13. Yeah.
Yeah, like yeah, I mean, the economy didn't affect us, at least directly, indirectly for sure, though.
But for the most part, we didn't have to feel the repercussions of it because we weren't going to work and stuff.
Yeah,
but
paying bills.
I missed that.
Man, so I just wanted to say, you know, next time we need to educate ourselves as people in general.
Yes.
Because I was one of those dumbass niggas that I was like, okay, and I'm going to be completely transparent. I'm like, okay, well, my people, as in black people, don't fuck with Trump. So I'm like, I'm going to vote for Biden. Like, shit.
I ain't mad at it. That's the only reason why I voted for Obama.
Yeah, like, it's just like, shit.
Like, dead ass.
You don't know. You don't understand policies and none of that bullshit. At least at the age where I voted for Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, well, not voted for Trump. Voted for Biden. Because that shit don't affect me. But I'm just like, well, my people don't fuck with Trump, so.
Because it's like, we learned about it in, I think, my sophomore year in law and justice about the Electoral College and shit like that. That's why, that was mainly the reason why I just stopped voting or stopped giving a fuck about voting.
You found out that your vote don't matter that much?
Yeah, like, it's really still, my vote is still weighed in a pool of other people. So it's like, y'all are making the decisions, but y'all are saying we have the power to make a decision.
Yeah.
Nah.
That's not actually
but
true.
But it is good to vote for your, good to vote for your, like, local senates, governors, and stuff that. That's really where your vote counts.
Yeah.
Yes. But for presidency, no. No.
Yeah.
We literally, look, our hands up in the air. They're just flailing numbers at us, like, on campaign numbers and shit like that. We don't know what's really going on.
Yeah,
it's all propaganda.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm off that.
I just had to throw.
Yeah,
in.
Just get that man out of there. That's what. Get him the fuck out of there.
Here like jazz.
Yes, bro. Put him in a retirement home or something. Well, yeah, you can't just do
Uncle
that with
Phil
the president.
When you need him.
Right?
Well, R.I.P. Uncle Phil.
Just toss his bitch ass out.
Oh, God.
Yeah, man. I forgot he died, actually.
R.I.P. James Avery, man.
Before I get into this next topic, bro. So, Shania walked in the room the other day, and I was like, she was like, I forgot Baby Keem died. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, what
I
the
knew
fuck?
He did not die.
She's like, oh, wait, I mean Lil Keed. I'm like, bitch, you had me thinking Baby Keem died, nigga. Yo, I never felt so connected with a celebrity in my life. I was like, what the fuck you mean?
This nigga almost broke down.
Yo, that would have been tragic because it's like Baby Keem is not somebody we know to be in bullshit situation or have street beef or nothing like that. So it's like for him to die, it'd be like,
it's,
damn.
Yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, that would be completely unexpected shit, just like when X died, like yeah, we knew he was in the streets and shit before he got rich.
We could talk about that a little bit, you know, like the he's gonna snitch on his fucking what, uncle or something like that.
What?
his
accomplice,
yeah. in the situation for a lesser time.
Look. I'm gonna just say this, but you better be glad you're not locked up, because if you were, but
he not locked up.
I don't think he is. I think he probably is under PC, but don't quote me because I'm not too sure. So I'm not. I don't want to give you guys any false information or anything like
shit,
that.
Shit, if he talking about snitching, he gotta be locked up though.
Yeah, but if he snitched and he's locked up, he's gotta be in PC.
No, he ain't snitched yet, but he's gonna snitch.
Oh,
yeah. I'm pretty sure he in PC now. That information is public.
So they brought him a Italian beef with a Pepsi.
I'm pretty sure. Well, niggas don't even need that much to snitch. We're gonna talk. Niggas don't even need all that.
You can give him a McDouble and a small fry.
You can tell them niggas how much time they got. They snitching, bro. Like straight up, and I ain't even mad at it.
Look, you tell me I got 30 years because of somebody else, and I was just like just enjoying my day, and they picked me up.
Oh God, it's like, yeah, we about to go through a hit. Well, no, if they said that, then you going
like,
down.
Hey, we need you to come with us. For what? Yeah, we just need you to come with us. Alright, cool.
Yeah, they still gonna get you just for not snitching originally. They're gonna say that she was accessory, even if you try to argue. This is not the point of this, man. I ain't want to talk about this that much. Rest in peace, X, though, man.
Yeah.
That's another young artist that
I connected with. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, and just passed way too soon.
Way too soon.
And it was sad to see, but you know, rest in peace, X, man. His music lives on. Yeah. But so the TikTok therapist that came out and
oh my god,
she went on a whole rant on her TikTok, and following that, she got fired from her job. So first of all, what's your initial thoughts on this?
Okay, one, she's speaking completely outside of her fucking neck. Right? Honestly, it sounds like she's been hurt. Like, and I hate to say that because, in all honesty, a lot of women go on Fresh and Fit and they be like, "Oh, you sound hurt. Yeah. You sound hurt." But nah, deadass, this motherfucker genuinely sounds hurt. All right, like it sounds like, yeah, she's trying to help, or she was trying to make an attempt at helping, but your approach to it, the words that you were using, just in total, were not the right thing to do. Alright, I'ma just say this one, I don't see any nigga actually like digging you down. I'm sorry. I don't see you, kitchen dick.
I ain't gonna lie. I looked at her. I'm like, damn.
For a one night smash. Look, it depends on what the pussy hitting like.
All shit, right, she got a little booty on her. I'm like, shit.
You
may be toxic, but shit.
Why you playing that toxic pussy sometimes be the best?
Yeah, I'm like, shit. Like, that shit shake like a motherfucker. Like, damn. Nah, but okay. So, my biggest things was one. She's targeting black men. That's who she was mainly talking about. But then immediately after that, she's like, you know, 90% of my clients are black men. So it's like you in this video telling black men to go to therapy and how they need therapy for their dusty behavior. But yet 90% of your clients is black men. So what are we even fucking talking about? And it's like,
I'm pretty sure you let one of them dusty niggas hit raw.
I think a lot of it was her delivery. I think it was some good intertwined with that bullshit she was saying, because niggas do need therapy. Niggas do need to have more emotional intelligence, because the fact of the matter is, as men, we don't know how to express ourselves, express our feelings, because it's always been like, oh, you acting like a girl, or like
you're acting like you're weak, you're showing signs of weakness.
Yeah, and but it's like she's ignoring the why, because niggas got to the, as a therapist, you would think she would have more understanding on why that is, and not just the case. The case is men don't have emotional intelligence, we don't know how to express ourselves, but the why. So for you to come out and say like, I guess I gotta watch the video again to get exactly what she, because I don't want to misquote her and kind of fuck up my argument.
Nah, I feel it. I think I can pull it up on my phone. I'm gonna do the not gonna lie. I'm gonna do a round two on that motherfucker. See if somebody be like, "What's up, daddy? I'm trying to take you out to dinner." I'll be like, "Shit, what's poppin'?" Oh, okay. I wish they would actually put the original video in the damn.
They never do that, and I hate that too.
It's like, bruh, why? Like, why?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, because y'all could just look for it yourself.
Like, bro, I ain't trying to do that, bro. Like, literally. Why shouldn't y'all have to, like, put the creator, original creator in it?
Thank you.
Isn't that a part of copyright? Well, I guess they protect it under copyright just because it's a reaction channel. But fuck that. Yeah, it's a bunch of commentary channels that reacted to this. Yeah. And even then,
shut your bitch, it wouldn't be the
wisest thing. What the fuck?
Her titty saggy.
You say her titty saggy?
Yeah. Well, nah, they buoyant.
For you to be fucking with bitches that's in their 30s and shit, I wouldn't expect you to say that.
Not all bitches, like, titties be saggy. Like,
I imagine that you fucked multiple bitches with saggy titties. I have, and I'm much younger. Well, not much younger.
Titties was saggy.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. We is actively recording right now.
Yeah. A clinician? What the fuck is a clinician?
I don't know where 2016 came from at all.
At all. Cause niggas was choking that shit down back then too.
Okay, I'm good. I don't need to watch the rest.
Alright, cool.
So it's like,
cause I was losing some brain cells.
Yeah. My main thing is, she's telling everybody to get therapy. That's a good thing. I think a lot of people need to seek therapy.
Yeah, but also make sure you run an actual background check on your fucking psychiatrist or therapist that you're actually going to go talk to. Like, this is just from a general perspective, because some people will literally just do it for the money and not do it for your mental health.
Like, I think she has clear biases against men based off of her own experiences, which you would not want that in your therapist, not psychiatrist.
At all.
For one. For two, like I said, she's not looking at the why. Yes, everybody needs to get, you know, everybody needs to get therapy. Yeah. But at the same time, you have to acknowledge the reason why men are like this. This is not just by design. It's because of society. Like, we are looked at to be these strong characters. So when it comes down to a situation where we have to actually express ourselves, we don't know how to.
Yeah, and it's like, we get shot down when we express ourselves. Because if, all right, let's say, for instance, me personally, when I get pissed off, I get 38 hot. I like 38 hot. I be pissed the fuck off. And because I can't just talk to, let's say, my significant other or a woman in my family in a calm manner just because I'm pissed off, they'll look at that as, oh, you're being emotional. Oh, you're acting like a female right
now. And the funny thing is, you get shamed for expressing yourself, but you also, now you're getting shamed for going, for like,
For not
expressing yourself.
It's like, bro, how does that work?
It doesn't make sense. You get shamed if you do it. You get shamed if you don't. Like, so it don't make sense. Bro,
that's why most men just do what the fuck. Well, you know what? I'm not going to say most men. That's why some men just do whatever the fuck they're going to do. Do whatever we want to do. Because in all honesty, it's damned if we do, damned if we don't.
So how could you support mental health for black people specifically, but also victim blame black men that go through trauma throughout their lives and they end up this way just because women are hurting? Because that's what she said in the video. Yeah. Women are hurting.
Okay, first of all, women have always been the forefront of the topic of conversation since the beginning of time. Okay, now, you know, I'm not even gonna go that far back. I'll say since television or the internet has really been a thing. All right, like, everything is mainly catered to y'all. Like, and I'm not even trying to be red pill or anything like that, but it's fucking facts. Like,
I'm gonna get into that. There's a bunch of I've written down a list of things, that crazy shit that women say online. Because she said, y'all want to listen to these Kevin Samuels. First of all, rest in peace Kevin Samuels.
The fucking goat.
I don't know why she's still bringing him up, even though he's already passed away. But she's like, y'all want to listen to these podcasts and men podcasts and shit. Yo, you think men podcasts are bad? Yo, women get online and say anything, and nobody fucking cancels them for it.
Yo,
but we're gonna get into that. Let's finish.
We can't
this
call
bit.
Lizzo fat, but you can call Rick Ross a fat nigga. Like, what? All right.
But I just want to say, just to end, I guess, in her career, because, I mean, it's already ended, right?
Yeah, because she got baby dots.
Yeah. No, her career got ended. And it's funny that a black woman ended her career.
A woman of color.
Yeah. But she still found a way to blame men for that. Like, she's like, how? Y'all men called my job to, like, tell them information from the article. It's like, how would you know that? Look, did the job give you a call log and tell you this is a bunch of men of color that called us to tell us this shit?
And
like,
realistically
no.
speaking, it would most likely be a white man or a white or a black woman that would call in. We don't give a fuck enough. We got enough shit we got
to
deal with.
I will say, she deserves to lose her job. Like, it was extremely unprofessional what she did. It breaks a certain code of ethics of, like, psychology and being a therapist to even go. Like, imagine being one of her 90% of black male clients and she's coming out online calling them dusty or saying their behavior is dusty. She's literally shaming black men, who is majority of her clients, into therapy. She's shaming them into therapy. That's basically what this is.
Well, I'll be damned if I'm shamed into some fucking therapy, all right?
Yeah.
If I'm going to go, I'm going to go on my own accord. That's why I have a life coach, all right?
Now, underlined with that, like I said, it was good advice. There is a certain emotional suppression that we have as men, let alone black men.
Yes.
And that's why we, you know, tend to kill ourselves more than, you know.
Because we feel like we genuinely won't be heard. Or if we are heard, it's going to be a counter argument to whatever, how we're feeling.
And as much as I don't necessarily agree with the manosphere, that's what that is. That is a manifestation of emotional suppression. And now men feel like they have a place where they can have validation of their feelings from other men now.
Facts.
Kevin Samuels, Fresh and Fit, Dog Don't Fuck with Fresh and Fit, Andrew Tate, Sneeko, if you fuck with that. That is a result of emotional suppression. So for her to shit on it and even like come out like this bold, granted, she admitted her delivery was wrong. The delivery was really where she fucked up at.
Yeah.
But as a therapist, you should know better than this. And I'm not going to say I'm happy she lost her job, but I feel like she definitely deserves to lose her job for sure.
Shit. I would never want anybody to just lose their employment, but don't put yourself in a hole to where you can't dig yourself out of.
Yeah, because now, I mean, in my opinion, she was just so obsessed with clout that she went on here and the delivery was on purpose. It was, you know, to go viral.
Yeah.
And now this is a result of it. So it's like, I mean, fuck you. Fuck you, boy. But I'm going to get into the crazy things that women have said on their podcasts and on their TikToks and shit that nobody's fucking talking about besides, like, you know, playback and, you know,
yeah,
the men channels and shit.
Yeah, the red pill.
But as much as I want to shit on male podcasts, we're going to talk about some of their women podcasts and the crazy shit they say. So first things first.
What?
One woman says, I think her name is Cynthia G. She said black women should consider abortion when having black boys.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Based off of her experiences with men at her age now.
No, no, no. She said that because, well, it was another lady that said the exact same quote unquote. And she was saying, oh, because black men are trying to X out black women.
Yeah.
They're trying to be get in relationships with interracial, other races and stuff like that. I'm like, but you do realize a good 50% of blackness is going to be transferred to this lady, right?
First of all, it was dumb as fuck. Because,
like, how
statistically speaking, black men date and marry black women, so that's fucking stupid. I don't know where this.
For the most part, we date within our own race. Every
race.
For the most part, dates within the race.
So I don't know what this narrative is that black men are trying to exile black women, and we like.
She's probably related to that chick that took the dude to court for $10,000 for a bad date.
But her whole content is basically shitting on black men and saying that black men is trying to She uploaded a video. I'm gonna get into this later because there's also a opposite side of her that's a man that does the same thing to women that I watched years ago. But. Damn. She's another woman spreading information saying women will be able to have children with just bone marrow, which she didn't do her proper research, because if she did, she was saying, like, oh, you know, women don't need men because we're going to be able to have babies with bone marrow. But little does she know, that study also shows that they don't need women either. They could just make it from bone marrow. You don't need an egg or sperm. So what you're saying is dumb. But abortion is worse than slavery. It's
nigga, what? What the fuck?
All men offer is money and dick, and their value has decreased immensely.
So what do women offer? Just coochie?
K Michelle says men aren't good people. Even though
you
in
said
that
K Michelle.
K Michelle, first of all, she says some wild things all the goddamn time.
Damn, not my baby. No.
What?
Yes.
I mean, K Michelle's toxic as shit. God. Maybe because I watched, like, Love and Hip Hop.
I just feel like her pussy might be fucking phenomenal.
I doubt it.
Okay.
You know how many failed relationships she had, nigga? I doubt that shit.
Oh, well, damn. Yeah, if you had more than 5 failed relationships, then yeah, your shit must be just, like, basic as hell.
Yeah, bro, first of all, K Michelle says some really dumb things, and she makes generalizations about men based off of her shitty experiences, but also, admittedly, she literally picks niggas based off, like, their gold teeth and shit. So it's like, you want to blame all men for your mistakes and your decisions and your relationships.
That just sounds like a whole bunch of no accountability.
Ari Fletcher says she likes when Moneybagg Yo pulls the gun on her, or she wants.
Oh, I did hear that. Oh my god, yo, this is what you bitches like. This is what you're doing now.
First of all,
what?
Though that's wild.
Whoa! She said, "I want you to pull that motherfucker out." And that, like, I ain't tell me I ain't going nowhere. Like, what? Put that bitch to my head. So you tell me.
But after that. Because it was wild originally. But after that, women in her comments was like, basically giving their horror stories on their men pulling out guns on them and saying how she should be more, I guess, responsible in spreading a message like this. She hopped out on live like, we don't give a fuck. We don't care. I don't care. Nobody cares. I'm just like, yo.
Yeah.
Oh my, like, god.
I feel bad for you, money.
Another woman came out and was like, men like prepubescent girls. But see, the underlying thing about all this is that everybody projects what they want in a relationship or what they've had in a relationship into these conversations. The woman that said this, and she was going as far as saying men are creeps and all this shit, it was literally because of a situation. She dated a dude and he was like, he don't like her stretch marks or something like that. I can't forget, but it was something, you know, age defining about her. And after dating her, he ended up dating a 17-year-old. Now, is that weird? Yes. But it's not men in general's fault that you dated a pedophile. Like, come on. Like, what are we talking about? That nigga was a pedophile, not us. Like, what the fuck? Don't put us in that boat.
Bro, I don't even want to fuck with you if you're 21. Like, what? Like, you got to be at least 24 to get on this ride. Like, straight up. Ain't no fucking way. Ain't no fucking way.
So, as much as we want to shit on male podcasts,
y'all are worse.
Y'all are worse, and y'all face no repercussions for it.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying Andrew Tate wasn't, you know, pretty fucking bad. Because, yeah, he had some really wild and extreme-ass viewpoints. But, yeah.
Now, I think women podcasts are worse. Because not only can they just say whatever the fuck they want, and there's barely any repercussions for it. Nobody's but they almost accountable. They almost reinforce the other women's opinions on men. And that leads to a bigger problem.
It's like, what's the... All right, so here's the thing. Here's the thing that I'm really trying to, like, wrap my head around. Okay, you say, oh, well, we don't need y'all like that because we can make ourselves come buy sex toys and we make our own money. All right, cool. We've been doing that same thing all of our fucking lives and we never paid for our sex toy. All right, Pamela been... damn sure keep me like nice and smooth. Fuck yeah. You talking about
to this day. Oh,
so it's like, so when you bring up that argument, our counter argument is going to be the exact same thing. We can make ourselves nut. We don't have to deal with the headache of an argument or some nagging, and we can cook, clean, and do everything else and make our own money. What is this big argument about?
I think it's just a dumb argument in general. Like, why do we have to feel like, first of all, we do need each other. Dead women ass. And men do need each other. Yes. So there's no competition here. My bad.
Nah, you're good.
But there's no competition here. Like, I don't know why women want to come out and say we don't need women. I personally haven't heard niggas on podcasts saying we don't need women. Oh, wait. Did I say that wrong?
I'm pretty sure they've said that. I'm pretty sure at least Fresh and Fit has said it at least once or twice.
I don't watch them anymore. But back when I was, I've never heard them say something as far as that. They'll say literally everything else about women, but they don't go as far as saying we don't need those women. Bitches. They say some crazy shit about women, but I ain't heard them say But it should be no competition, bro. Like, you should know that we are genetically, not biologically, made this way for a reason, and women are biologically made that way for a reason.
Yes.
Like, it shouldn't be no competition. I don't know why it's such a huge conversation on both ends.
Because it's like, and honestly, I genuinely blame feminists. I blame feminism. I wholeheartedly blame feminism. No cap.
Okay, how so?
The reason why I say I blame feminism is because, one, that's who really put it in their head to, okay, let's go out here, work, and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? Nah, affirmative action, that's really what made a difference. And that was something that was great for women, all right? I'm not taking that away at all. But the reason why I say I feel feminists are the reason for this is because, think about it, men, we're not spreading a negative connotation about women to an extent of how, let's say, the LGBTQIA+, or let's say the Me Too movement. Well, I can't even say the Me Too movement, but I can't.
You think said of, men aren't spreading. Wait.
We're not that? Spreading like the. It's hard to repeat that, dude. I forgot.
Damn, you just said it.
I know. You had a Joe moment again. I feel like Sleepy Joe. Like,
damn, that was fast as shit.
But it's.
Hey, nigga, you just shook your hand.
But for the most part, yes, we will have misogynistic views on shit, but yeah, for the most time. Part, but for the most part, we still understand at the end of the day, we need y'all. Yeah. For the most part, feminism makes it to where y'all are saying you guys don't need us at all. Like, at all. If you want a baby, guess what? You can go to a sperm bank. you really don't need men at all. So what's the point in that?
I think what you, first of all, if you want a baby, you can go to the sperm bank. You still need niggas. Like, you still need men to go to that sperm bank and donate sperm. It was
somebody that actually...
she was arguing this. Yeah. It was on fucking... What's that with the nigga with Eli and shit?
Daily Wrap Up Crew. Yeah, shout out Daily Wrap Up
Crew. Was on there arguing it down like, we don't need men. We can go to the hospital and get... Like, bro, right, you still need them. You still need to go... You still need niggas to go donate that sperm. Like, what are you talking about? I want
two sons. Guess what? I'm going to need a woman to carry my two sons. Yeah. I can't do it on my own.
Yeah, she was so, like... dead set on this argument that made no sense after everybody's telling her, like, yo,
you sound like a scud right now.
Yeah, you still need niggas to go to that hospital, dog. What you talking about? Man, I just want to say, as much women have misconceptions about male podcasts and, you know, our voice online, and as much men have misconceptions maybe about, because, you know, we're not women, we don't understand where they actually coming from when they say wild things, but as much as men don't understand women, we all have to understand that, first of all, your personal experiences do not define a whole entire section of people. When I say section of people, I mean male or female. It does not define that. All niggas do not like prepubescent girls.
Facts.
Fucking, I can't even say abortion is worse than slavery because that was just a dumb thing. But all men offer is money and dick. You probably just fuck with tricks. Like, it's not all men, bruh. Like, come on, bruh. And just like the prepubescent girl shit, you probably just fuck with pedos. It's not all men.
Let me show you this real quick. I posted this shit in my close friends. For the people that's not in my close friends, I'm sorry. You be missing in on, like, a lot of the action. I be posting, like, 5 fucking posts in my close friends. In my regular story, like, 2 posts. Like, but what? I mean, going ham. Where is it? Ah, oh, bitch.
Oh, damn.
Nah, I got it. Where's your bitch ass at? Okay. So, spending money on women only sounds bad to a nigga that ain't got no pay.
Yeah, I seen somebody else post that.
Yeah, like, what's your take on that?
What do we mean by spending money on women?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Well, I'm guessing when it comes down to that, like, tricking off, like, she'll ask you for $200 or she'll ask you to pay for her nails, or you offer to pay for her nails and feet and hair or something like that.
Oh, I mean, nails, feet, hair, that's cheap shit.
That is expensive. You tripping.
Nigga, it depends on what she getting.
Nigga, like, that shit.
Bro, if she trying nails to break.
Nails are 80 at the least.
That's expensive?
Yes. For some fucking nails?
Bruh, I mean, yeah, for sure.
That's the only reason why I look at it. Like, look, yeah, I spend $100 on my hair every time I get it retwisted, all right?
Yeah, so, we men, yeah. Like, when the bitch says she got paid $300 for her sew-in, we like, what the fuck you mean?
Yeah, bruh, a sew-in, fucking makeup, fucking nails, fucking gotta pedicure. Gotta get the eyebrows
waxed and everything.
Yeah, eyebrows, gotta get the lashes done. Like, bruh, y'all are really fucking expensive.
In its entirety, I think women are expensive. They have a lot of upkeep costs, but at the same time, if we talking about just nails, hair, and feet on a probably monthly bi-monthly schedule, I don't think that's bad. Like, that's actually pretty cheap.
Yeah, it's like, but I'll be more so willing to do that is like, I'm sorry, I'll be more willing to do that if, let's say, I pay for your nails and I pay for your hair and you pay for my hair. I'll be willing to do that. Cause
so you want a bitch to go 50-50?
Yeah, that's fair.
Mm-hmm. I ain't mad at it. I mean, as much people want to shit on 50-50, I ain't mad at it at all.
It's like, bro, because at the end of the day, if I'm doing 80% and you're only doing 20, what the fuck are you here for? Like, real shit. Like, am I fucked up for that? Tell me in the comments, am I fucked up for that?
It depends on your preferences. Okay. Some niggas are just like Marcus. He's telling me he don't mind his bitch working a part-time job while he brings, like, pays for majority of the bills and shit. So that's his 70 to 30%. She does 30%. And that works for him. But for me personally, I mean, 60-40.
Well, you know, his birthday is on 7/30, so, you know.
You are. But in my opinion, I mean, like, 60-40, I don't win exactly 50%. Just because I mean, it just makes
you're
me feel
all,
better.
As a man, you're always going to do more in a relationship, all right? No matter how much they want to nag, scream, and holler, we do a lot, we do a lot, you're doing more.
Yeah, yeah, for the most part.
All real niggas notice.
But it's also, and there's also another thing I had in here. I was going to talk about it if we had time. But there was a dude that flew out a girl with the expectation of pussy. First of all,
oh, you talking about when he drove her back to the airport?
That's actually a different one I'm talking about.
What?
That, I mean, because it's been two different situations in the past, what, week or two? That's why I guess it's more of a question. So, like,
why are you flying these bitches out?
Do you feel like if you fly a woman out, that she should have sex with you? I mean, be honest, man. Controversial sales.
I'm going to just say this. I'm going to make my intentions and expectations known well before I even buy this fucking ticket. Yeah. All right. Like, first of all, I'm going to just go ahead and throw this out there real quick. I wish I had some fucking shades.
Let me throw this out here, too, though.
Yeah, let me
get $5,000.
So yeah, let me go ahead and get off. Yeah, let me get rent real quick. Damn, I wish you had to fucking suck it.
Yeah, I'm bad, man.
So, let me just say this: if a man spends $5,000 on you, and that could have been $5,000 he could have spent on his new Bugatti.
What? That Bugatti is fucking $1 million.
It could have went towards the Bugatti. All right.
Got a long ways to go, brother.
But if you decide to let a man fly you out and spend $5,000 on a ticket, and you sit here and tell me, oh, my body, my choice, bitch, run me my fucking bread. You got me fucked up. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. I'll take a little $500 L, all right? I'll take that because I've taken that before and I made that shit back. It's simple as fuck. But bitch, if I'm spending over $1,000 to get you out here, you better bust that fucking pussy open like a fucking circus freak.
Like a bitch. You even fucking, you was even catching up on my mic, nigga.
My bad, nigga. But you better bust that pussy open like a fucking circus freak. You got me fucked up. What?
I think there's two sides to this.
$5,000 though, but also I'm pretty sure he didn't sit here and make his intentions known before he even bought the ticket.
There wasn't that much detail to the video.
Oh, okay.
The video was him like, man, I just spent 5 racks on this bitch. She talking about some, I don't want nobody touching me. Man, bitch, get the fuck out. He was basically going in on her ass. Now, I think it's two sides. The man is wrong because you should never expect anything. Sex for her maybe wasn't transactional. You can't just spend $5,000, take her out to dinner and shit and expect pussy, because that's just not how it goes.
But when you see that like being promoted all over, you know, social media,
tricking,
if you want this ass, you're gonna have to spend some cash, or I ain't fucking with no broke nigga unless he's spending money on me.
But I mean, that's not all women doing that either.
Look, I'm saying,
are we talking about captions?
No, you're right. you're right. It's not all women, like at all. But for the ones that are, she probably thought she was. And I'm not saying that, you know, he was right in his decision.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly.
Because
don't you think that spending
$5,000?
Don't you think spending $5,000 just to realize that is fucking stupid?
I'm not doing that. Not unless I hit that pussy before and I know that shit fine and it's worth it. I'm not doing it.
Spending $5,000, you gotta know that she's gonna fuck. Like,
what? Literally. What? All right. So let me ask y'all. And I hate for the fact that I hate the fact that someone will say, oh, I just want to go out and just vacation. Bruh, if you talking to a nigga religiously on FaceTime for at least more than a month and he flies you out, how do you not expect him to want to fuck?
Exactly.
How do you not?
You gotta stop being so loud. That's what you need to stop being.
Right.
Shit.
Look, let's stop being PC and let's actually like be realist here. All right. Let's look at it for what it actually fucking is. If you take a girl out on a date and it was a good ass date, yes, at the end of the night, you're gonna want some cheeks. Not saying you're gonna expect it, but that's gonna be quote unquote entail, because through history we've seen, take a woman out, maybe you might not hit on the first time, but on the second, maybe third date, you definitely getting the cheeks. For the most part, at least from my experience, I can't really say that. But I'm just going to say, you can't expect anybody, male or female, to spend an extreme amount of money on a person and not expect anything in return. Like, you can't. And
I mean, I think that's slick true. I mean, it's not, like I said, it's not transactional. Yeah. So it's not like she can just, oh, he spent $5,000 on me, he gonna expect to fuck. Like,
or at least before you go, sit here, ask him, so listen, are you trying to fuck or something? Because if you are, that's not what I plan on doing. If you do that shit, you could literally save this nigga being embarrassed. You save your face. You save this nigga saving money. Like, it's a lot of things that could really be done or saved, but, I mean, with pure communication.
The reality of it is that she wanted a free trip. She wanted to go get money spent on her. Like, that is the other side that I'm talking about. There's two sides. The man is wrong. Yeah, you get too emotional. The man is wrong for expecting anything, because sex is not transactional, at least if we're not talking about prostitutes. And the woman is wrong because she took fucking advantage of the man.
Oh, all right. So let me ask you this. So let's say he flies her out, $5,000, all that good shit, but he doesn't spend not a dime on her while she's out there. Is he wrong?
No, but $5,000 for a ticket is crazy.
First of all, where the fuck are you flying?
It was like minute ticket. It was like $700, I think, or something like that. And the rest of it was expenses while they was out there. But $5,000 in total.
Oh, okay, I'm thinking he spent $5,000 on a ticket. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, no, nah, nigga, you flying to Japan or some last minute? Oh God.
Okay, so I apologize for my rude outburst earlier, but it still goes. If I spend $5,000 on you, I'm gonna expect some cheeks. Or, in all honesty, if I know you're not throwing it, I'm not spending it. Fuck that.
I mean, yeah.
Fuck that shit.
I mean, I feel like he just gotta hold this L, because
most definitely.
He didn't tell her straight up that what he was trying to get into. That's a lot of these niggas that have such a big problem, and like the other video just mentioned that took the bitch back to the airport.
Yeah.
He most likely didn't say, hey, when you come out here, I'm trying to fuck. Like, I don't mind paying for the plane ticket. I don't mind taking you out to dinner. I don't mind buying you some clothes, but I'm trying to fuck. He most likely didn't say that shit.
And it's like, yo, I'm not defending the dude in any way. I'm literally just giving you my opinion if that was me in that situation. But yeah, nigga, you're goofy.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have did that.
I understand what you mean too. As a man, like you, that's a commitment. $5,000 is a commitment. So it's like, once I put that down, like I said before, even though I don't think it's transactional, once you put money down for something, you expect something in return. It goes with everything. Except for sex, though. And you can't just expect,
unless she's a toot.
Yeah, unless she's out here really selling that pussy. But like, other than that, you can't expect that. But also, she knew what she was doing. She was getting that free fucking ride to wherever he was at. He flew her from Indiana, he said. Took her out to dinner.
From Chicago? What?
Indiana is not in Chicago.
I'm thinking Illinois.
That'd be crazy.
I'm fucking retarded.
Who that bitch from Chirac, nigga?
Oh boy, you know you getting done dirty.
Yeah.
shout out to Chicago though.
Yeah, real talk. But she knew what she was doing though. She knew that she was just capitalizing on an opportunity to go to another state and to have another fucking trip. That's what it was on her end. So for her to act like she was bombarded with this shit, no, you knew what it was. You knew that he was spending this money expecting something in return. And if you don't know that and the nigga's flying you out, you're dumb.
Yeah.
You're delusional.
Look, not unless you're a family friend or a genuine friend of mine, I'm not flying nobody nowhere. You got to be fucked up. I'm not I ain't going to sit and like cap you down, my boy. Like, sunny ass, I'd fly her ass out here. But I know I'm fucking.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. If you're going to be a trick, because there's tricks out here and there's a market for them. Don't act like women don't want tricks too.
Facts.
Just as much as there's niggas willing to spend the money, there's a bunch of women that want to get money spent on them.
Yep.
So if you want to be a trick, cool. But you got to play it smarter than this guy right here that spent $5,000 just to find out that he ain't getting no cheeks, man.
None at all.
That's a blow. That's a blow to his pockets, a blow to his ego, a blow to his time.
I'm surprised he didn't shoot her ass.
First of all, it's weird though.
Dance, bitch.
Y'all niggas decide after this happens to y'all to hop online and get it on video. Like, why do y'all want to get it on video? This is almost embarrassing for y'all rather than her.
No, it's more so cringy on my end. Like, when I look at that shit, I'm just like, damn, nigga.
Because when you record it, there's no good way you can come out
at
as a
all.
Man.
just make a post and say, damn, I can't stand these bitches.
Yeah.
Or something like that,
but
bro.
Get her on video, like, yeah, bitch, this bitch didn't want to let me fuck. Like, that's like, that's corny
that,
as
that
fuck.
That make you look so fucking weak, yo. Oh, bro.
Yeah.
You look like a weak nigga
that's
not getting no
bad
pussy
move.
At all.
I ain't gonna lie.
Like,
that's corny as fuck, dog.
But that means you were way too thirsty for it, my
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, real like, talk.
Oh, yeah. Rule number one, just for all the young niggas that actually, you know, watch this shit, if we do have any young niggas that watch this shit, never be pressed for the pussy. Never even be, like, never be pressed over that shit. Because if she gonna give it to you, she gonna give it to you. That's literally, it's up in the air, bro. It's her choice.
But if we talking about tricks, though.
Oh, tricks? Oh, boy, y'all just going outside.
Yeah, bro.
Y'all the real shitty boys.
Yeah. Because you always run the risk of a woman just wanting to take a trip and
yes.
get taken out to eat and get yes. going shopping. Like, you always take that risk. But, man, I'm more siding with the women, I guess, on this. Just because, first of all, it's corny to get it on video.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took this bitch out to eat. She still ain't letting me fuck. Like, that's corny as fuck. And also, because you shouldn't think that she's going to have sex with you on some transactional shit. That's just not how it works, bro. And if you want to have sex that's not transactional, I mean, you know, most sex is transactional, but in a different way.
Even
you know,
if
you
it's
satisfy
not,
her, she
yeah,
satisfies you.
Even if it's not monetary, it's still going to be you're paying with your time, you're paying with your attention, or shit. Yeah, basically. Yeah.
But if you don't want to run that risk of spending $5,000 and not getting no cheeks, well, let's stop being a trick, bro. Real talk. Let's just stop being a trick.
That
okay?
is still fucking mind-boggling to me, bro.
Yeah, five bands?
What?
He was like he was wealthy,
I
though.
I spent five racks on you, bitch, and you ain't bust not one pussy lip for me? What?
One pussy lip? He had the baguette spaghettis on, though.
You didn't pop a titty out for a nigga?
That man
like,
had to bust
damn.
Down Richard Milley, though. Like, he had money, shit.
Like,
he also said he had another bitch coming afterwards, so, I mean.
Oh, well then, Brandon, why even? Alright.
Yeah, why get it on video and fucking bitch about it?
Oh my god, that made you look even more like a weak nigga, bro. Like,
so, this is the last thing I'm gonna talk about because I gotta get out of here. Right. So, 21 Savage comes out and made some comments against the uprising, gun violence in Atlanta. And he faced some backlash for that, oddly enough.
That ain't hanging out of my jeans, nigga. This hip hop. Oh, God.
Like I said, shot his ass 20 times. Damn, that nigga lucky. 32
in his
face.
If I was Chris Rock, I would have slapped him with a stick.
62 in his face. 92 in his face. That's
a
closed case. Yo. Now, it's fucked up that...
I pull up and... All right, I'm done.
The worst thing about it is that he is a rapper that has primarily gun bars.
God, he literally capitalized off of gun violence in
yes.
his music.
Yes.
And gang violence.
So for somebody that says shit like that in their music to come out against gun violence, I can see why people are just not taking it seriously and fucking flaming is it. I can see it. I understand. But... it's like, why not pay attention to somebody that's been so close to gun violence in Atlanta? Maybe they would have more to say on something like this. Like, first of all, why is it so many people are against rappers getting their lyrics used against them in trial? But this is exactly what the fucking fans just did. This is, I mean, it's just a trial of public perception, but this is what the fuck y'all just did. Y'all just did that to this man. Y'all are defining him off of lyrics in his songs, which y'all want to say is creative expression, just like with the trial situation. But when it comes out and he says, you know, we need to stop this gun violence in Atlanta, y'all like, nigga, shut up, nigga. You
like,
write
like,
about
shut
all this
bitch
shit.
Ass
you write about all this gun violence, nigga. Shut the fuck
nigga.
Up. Like, y'all are judging him like y'all don't want these courts to judge them based off their lyrics. Bro,
and
what the fuck
like,
we talking
bro,
about?
Bro, if y'all gonna do that, be fair, all right? Like, at least, like Nate said, at least he's actually coming forth and putting forth the effort to make a change, all right?
Yeah.
Or at least try. Like, goddamn. There's a lot of rappers out here that's still rapping about guns, but they're not telling you, oh, put the guns down, put the gloves up, or just talk it out or something like that. Hell nah, because war and controversy sells.
Man, 21 Savage, first of all, is somebody that matured in his fame, which is not like common. Once people get fame, they almost kind of diminish when it comes to maturity. But I think it's because
he met Jay-Z and actually had a conversation.
That may be true. Yeah. Jay-Z is one of the most not intellectual, wise.
He's a philanthropist. He's one of the biggest black philanthropists in hip hop.
And he is one of the wise. At least when I hear him speak, he's one of the wisest rappers. Yes. And to even like diminish him to a rapper status is kind of weird, which I don't want to do. But
the phase I'm on, love, I wouldn't believe it either. I'd be like, Jay-Z is a cheater. Like, what? And he ain't even write that shit. Y'all better stop playing with this man. All
right? He ain't write. Oh, he freestyled it.
Yes.
Oh,
he freestyled. Bro, no, I thought
you were saying he had a ghostwriter.
I gotta bring up this. So, $1 Million Worth of Game. It was Cam'ron that was on there. So you know how usually Gilly and Wallow, they'll sit here and play a song of the artist mm-hmm. that comes on and shit.
Yeah.
Now them two, they was getting all turnt and shit.
Yeah, I like that. Cam'ron
was
that.
Just like, yeah. That was so cringy, ass. Nigga. It was so cringe, nigga. It was just
I like how they vibe out though.
He was like, woo, you ain't hear that shit. He was like, yeah.
Yeah, especially fucking Wallow.
He was like, yo, he even said, he was like, damn, I still remember it like it was yesterday. Jay went in the booth, 6 minutes later, came out, he spit that shit, he didn't even re-record it. I was like, damn, better talk that shit, nigga.
But 21 Savage is somebody that has matured, and first of all,
and J. Cole, I do, because I knew they definitely had,
I remember, I think J. Cole was spitting about it in one of his songs. He was like, and he had his kids with him and shit.
Yeah.
But 21 Savage has been somebody that's matured in his fame. And for us, not even us, because y'all are fucking stupid. I'm not on y'all's side. But for the fans to judge him based off of judge him based off his past or judge him based off his music, I feel like y'all know different than these fucking court systems. And y'all all are walking contradictions.
Yes, and you're not proving them. You're not proving us right or anything like that. Like, real shit. You're not proving us wrong. Like, that y'all are different from the court systems or different from the legal system at all. Because guess what? You're putting a negative connotation on him just because it's his black art.
And even if he does have all these gun bars, we just acknowledge them. So it's not like we're not acknowledging it.
Young nigga, street nigga, savage. Y'all ain't
Are we gonna fucking ignore the problem though? Like, as much as y'all want to shit on him,
yes.
The real problem is the gun violence in Atlanta is what he's bringing up. So are we gonna ignore that just because he's the person that's saying it?
Yes.
That's fucking
yes,
stupid.
Yes, we are.
That's stupid. I ain't gonna lie. That's fucking dumb.
Yeah, like a motherfucker.
Yeah, right? That's dumb, bro. We need to face the fact that this is the real problem, and no matter who's saying it, which I think 21 Savage is the perfect person to say it, even though. On the opposite side, and I guess this would be the last thing I say because I really do gotta get up out of here. Juice WRLD came out and said he started doing drugs because Future made him think they was cool. So if Future came out and was like, y'all, drugs is bad, and like, how could we believe you because you perpetuated fucking drug abuse this entire time? So for you to come out and say drugs are bad, it's like, I mean, you've been the biggest perpetrator of fucking drug abuse this whole time. Even going to the extent of saying shit that's just lethal doses of these drugs.
I done took 50 C's, Percocets. I ain't been right since.
So it's like, for somebody like 21 Savage to perpetuate gun violence in his music for however long, probably going on 10 years or something like that.
Nah, he ain't hitting 10 yet. He hasn't hit 10 yet.
No, I know he ain't hit 10 years. Yeah, I said going on 10 years.
Shit, I can't even say that. I really would just say like 5. Maybe 6. Yeah.
Maybe my time perception is off. But even so, for him to have all these, every song has a gun bar.
Yes, like, every song. God. He said in Outlaws, don't talk to me about what's hip hop. Well, yeah, don't talk to a nigga about what's hip hop. 30 hanging out of my jeans, nigga, this hip hop. Like, bro, there's no way you can.
That shit was kind of hard, actually.
Oh, God. No, but look.
That shit was kind of hard.
Oh, God. But look, for the most part, it sells. We all know it. But at the same time, like he said, are we going to literally just ignore all this gun violence that's actually going on? Yeah. But at the same time, we kind of have to blame the government as well because it's open carry.
I mean,
Georgia's always been lax when it came down to gun laws. Like, but don't you think?
I don't think so.
They, bro, now, we've had open carry since like 2012.
But don't you think that's a response because niggas have guns? So it's like everybody should have guns to protect themselves.
To a certain extent, you're right. You're right.
I don't know if open carry is such a bad thing. As long as like it's the people that's the bad thing, not the guns. Guns are here for a very good reason.
Yeah.
But the people with guns that's killing people, those are the problems. Like, we can't just put that on guns.
Oh yeah, by any means, because it's like, guns don't kill people. Bad people with guns kill people. So we always have to make sure we keep that in the forefront of our mind and always remember that, yeah, gun violence is here, but it's also cause and effect. Something happened for somebody to just, like, come shoot their spot up, all right? They had to do something to this nigga to make them go do this shit, because I don't see random motherfuckers just going around shooting people house up for fun, all right? I wouldn't want to see that.
But
for the most part, it's like, yeah, it's cause and effect, all right? So we also have to take that into consideration as well.
Just to end my point off, though, I think what 21 Savage is saying is 100% right. It's something that we shouldn't ignore, and it shouldn't be misconstrued just because of the person that's saying it.
Nah, fuck that, because he said he would have slapped Chris Rock with a stick.
I mean, I get the perception. Like I said, Future came out talking about something, yeah, we need to stop using drugs. Drugs are bad. Nobody's taking him serious. I get it.
Everybody would have just laughed.
Yeah, like, shut the fuck up, nigga.
Like, nigga, you on drugs right now.
Yeah, nigga, shut the fuck up. I like cheesecake. Like, nigga, you was on drugs then, nigga.
Wait. I was so high in the studio. I didn't know what I said. Just Tony Montana.
So I get the perception, but at the end of the day, let's not ignore the message. The message is still there, and it remains true. Just because 21 Savage is saying it doesn't change anything. Pay attention, bro, and stop fucking being goofy all the time. Like I said, y'all so against the fucking court system using lyrics against niggas, but y'all do that every fucking day. But thank y'all for joining in, man.
Yeah.
It's been your boy Nate, man. Hit up all my social medias and shit down below. Damn, I forgot to mention the affiliate links at the start of this thing. But yeah, those gonna be in the description down below too. Bluehost, you know what I'm saying? Get your domain for $1.99 for your first year, man. That's super cheap. We got ours for $1.99, SSLpodcast.com. Link down below.
Also, one more headphones, you know, get yes, that 10% off your first order and shit like that. Yeah.
Even though we oddly not wearing any headphones in this episode.
Yeah, at all. But also that Instacart too, yes, you know, sir. Make sure you tap into that, you know, 10% off your first order and shit. You know, definitely take care of the fees. Anybody trying to pay for that.
Yeah, but new merch is, we're gonna be rocking that next show.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Well, hopefully. Hopefully we are.
Yeah, I gotta buy it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I got bills, nigga. It's rent.
We talking about $30.
It's still rent, nigga. I got weed to buy. I'm just playing.
Yeah,
now.
If you
I'm
said that, nigga, I was gonna roast your ass. Like, we talking about weed right now. If you don't gotta buy you some Delta 8. I'm joking. But no, it's probably $30 with shipping. In my opinion, the shit's cheap, but because we get a discounted one, because we get the mock-up version instead of ones you have to buy, it's much cheaper than normal. So if you can't get it, you can't get it. But in my I'm gonna be rocking that shit. Let me just say that I'm gonna be rocking that shit next show. We got a guest coming up too. We gotta talk about that a little bit after this, because I don't know.
All right. Yeah. Oh yeah, also next podcast we're gonna start we're gonna start doing a little something different. A fan actually wrote in, and next episode we're gonna get into that.
Yes sir.
It's called The Story of She Kelly.
So yeah, man, thank y'all for joining in. I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
so
sir. So peace, yeah, man. It's been your boy Jew, and we gone.